next set of drills, really, guys, is just to get everybody skating, get the hands going, get the goalies.
At a local hockey rink in Dover, New Hampshire, head coach Taylor Chase prepares his team for their opening tournament on October 21st.
We're shooting on the nets. Let's not rip pucks at the goalie's face.
Sounds like regular hockey, right? But did I mention these hockey players play on sleds? Welcome to sled or sledge hockey. It's one of several Paralympic sports offered by Northeast Passage, a nonprofit that's worked with disabled people since 1990 and with UNH since 2000. The sleds are waist high. A black plastic seat rests above a simple U-shaped frame. Beneath that, two narrow blades in back and a leveling piece up front. Players carry two sticks, each a bit longer than your forearm. The heads, tipped with tiny metal spikes, are planted in the ice when the players skate, pushing off like cross-country skiers. To shoot, their hands slide along the shaft, lowering the blade down to the ice. It's a subtle, tricky move, but one Joshua Moran was eager to learn.
My whole life I've been playing, you know, able-bodied sport. You know, when you play soccer and you don't run very fast, you're not the best on the field, but in sled hockey, you know, didn't even playing field for everybody.
Moran has been playing sled hockey for 11 years, since discovering it at Shriners Hospital for Children in Erie, Pennsylvania. But for veterans such as goalie and Staff Sergeant Michael Donaghy, who was wounded in Afghanistan in 2008, it's an entirely new sport.
Oh, it was great because I always played as a kid, so now I can continue. A little bit different, but still out there on the ice. The only difference is I have no legs.
After his truck ran over an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan, Donaghy came to Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Part of his therapy was sled hockey.
This team, Kevin can tell you.
Coach Chase, who broke his back playing junior hockey and later won a gold medal at the 2010 Paralympics in Vancouver, says that Northeast Passage tries to meet the needs of both disabled students and returning veterans.
That's very unique around the U.S. I don't think you'd find a varsity athletic program at a D1 college that integrates adapted athletes as well and considers them varsity athletes, giving them the same type of academic support, giving them the same type of sports performance training.
And for wounded veterans?
They may have gone into battle right from high school, so they're looking for something else in life now after coming home with an injury. Education is something that we can provide them. They can also look at athletics as well.
Northeast Passage Director Thomas Carr says that of the more than 200 sled hockey players Northeast Passage works with each year, five have played for the national team, and three in the Paralympics. The 2011 World Sledge Hockey Challenge begins November 23rd in Calgary. For NHPR News, I'm Matt Goisman.